name.
现在我们打开罗马书第一章。
Now shall we one more time turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章我们要念第十九、第二十节。
Romans chapter 1, we want to read the verses 19 and 20.
我先读这两节。
We shall read these two verses first.
二十一到二十三节，你们一同来读。
Then you'll read verses 21 to 23.
上帝的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为上帝已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，上帝的永能和神性是明明可知的。虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道上帝，却不当作上帝荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之上帝的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必须朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。因为他们虽然知道上帝，却不当着上帝荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
Verse 21, For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their senseless minds were darkened.
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
Claiming to be wise, they became fools.
将不能朽坏之上帝的荣耀变为偶像。
And exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images.
仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
Resembling mortal men or birds or animals or reptiles.
我们低头祷告。
We shall bow our head and pray.
主啊，我们已经打开你的话语，你至圣活泼的圣言，你圣道圣书。我们如今恳求你打开我们的心，打开我们的茅舍，打开我们的心思意念，使我们的思想、我们的意念，在你的大光照耀之下，显出自己的亏欠，以至于我们可以继续向完全追求。说求主捆绑撒旦，求主释放我们。我们在地上所捆绑的，你在天上也捆绑；我们在地上所释放的，求主你在天上也释放。这是你的应许，求你今天释放我们，从错误的观念、错误的思想中间出来，好叫我们进入真理的自由。因为你说，你们必晓得真理，真理就叫你们得以自由。我们感谢赞美你，愿主释放我们，愿主光照我们，愿主建立我们，愿主感动我们。感谢赞美，求主垂听。你使用你的仆人，无论讲的翻译的，两个人如同一人，同心合意，毫无折扣的把你拥有的信息传开，叫我们众人在你面前得到益处。这样祈求祷告，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿们。感谢上帝再给我们带到新的一个礼拜一里面来。
We want to praise the Lord because He gave us another new Monday.
你们还记得上个礼拜我们讲些什么吗？
Do you remember what that we talked about last week?
上个礼拜我讲到关于神学里面一个很重要的题目。
We talked about a very special and important topic in theology.
就是神启示的第一个范围。
That is the first realm of God's revelation.
什么叫做神启示呢？
What about the revelation of God?
就是神自己把他的奥秘向人类打开了。
Because the mystery of God, God Himself had unveiled to us,
使我们可以知道神的丰富甚至隐藏的一切的真理。
So that we can know the wisdom, the abundance of the hidden truth of God.
所以神的启示就是神自己把真理向我们打开了。
So the revelation of God is that God Himself has unveiled His truth to us.
为什么说第一层的启示呢？
What about the first level of revelation?
你的神有两层两方面的启示。
Because there are two levels or two aspects of the revelation of God.
第一方面的启示就叫人认知他是存在的神。
The first level of revelation is so that we know that God exists.
这个他是又真又活永远的神。
That he is a true living and eternal God.
他是真神。
He is the true God.
所以这个神自我的启示的第一部分叫做普遍启示。
And the first level of this revelation of God himself is called general revelation.
为什么叫做普遍启示呢？
Why say it is called general revelation?
这是对每一个活在世界上的人都一同领受的。
Because it,
可领受的。
It is revelation that is revealed to all people in the world.
所以所有的人，无论是基督徒非基督徒。
So all people, whether Christian or non-Christian.
无论是有神论的无神论的人。
Whether the atheists or also the God believers.
无论是古代的，无论是现代。
Or the ancient people, the contemporary people.
无论是男是女。
Whether it's a male or female.
无论有学问的没有学问的。
Whether learned or the unlearned.
无论什么宗教里面的人。
Whether kind of religion you are in.
都承受了。上帝的普遍启示
They have received the general revelation of God
那么你说若是这样每一个人都知道上帝存在吗
So if that is so would you ask that Does man now know that God exists
是
Yes
每一个人都知道上帝是存在
Everyone knows that God exists
那么你说如果有一个人说我不相信上帝存在的这发生了什么事情
If someone would say that I do not know Do not believe that God exists What will happen to him
完全无关你神到底存在不存在的问题
But it has nothing to do whether God exists or not.
但有关于他自己对能认知神的这个事情，这个功能已经变化。
But as the function of him to know that God exists has been changed.
当你对一个人说太阳在天上
，When you tell a person that the sun is in the air，
他看了，他说是啊。
You say yes.
我看见他在天上。
I see that it is the sky.
你对一个瞎子说太阳在天上
，When you tell a blind man that the sun is in the sky，
瞎子说我看不见太阳。
The blind said I cannot see.
这样，因为他看不见太阳，就变成不在天上吗
？Does it mean that because he cannot see that the sun and the sun in the sky, then the sun will disappear?
不是的
，No，
太阳还在天上。
Because the sun continues to be in the sky.
当他说我看不到太阳在天上
，When he said that I cannot see the sun is in the sky，
这就表示他对看见太阳的这功能已经变化了。
Which is only about to say that his function to know that the sun is in the sky has been changed.
神的存在。
The existence of God,
不是因为人信他才变成存在。
It would not be because man believed that it became into existence.
神的存在
and the existence of God,
也不会因为人不信就变成不存在。
It would not because man did not believe that then he disappeared.
因为神的存在不是人信与不信的结果。
Because the existence of God is not the product of whether man believe or disbelieve.
神的存在反倒是人信与不信的原因。
And the existence of God become the reason for man to believe or not to believe.
人试试看证明神存在。
When man try to prove that God exists,
有的人说我可以证明神不存在。
Some will say that I prove that God does not exist.
神的存在不是人证明神或者反证神不存在的一个结果。
And also the existence of God is not a result whether man can prove or disprove that God exists or not exists.
神的存在是人企图证明他或者证明他不存在的原因。
And also it is the reason that God exists.That cause man to prove or disapprove that he exists or not.
因为这些无论要证明他存在或者证明他不存在的人，内心深处都知道神是存在的。
Because for these people who want to prove that God exists or to disapprove that he exists, it is because deep in the heart they know that God exists.
这位存在的神对我有益处，我试试看告诉人他是存在的。
And when this God that exists has some benefit to me, I want to tell people that he exists.
如果一个人说这个神的存在对我是没有意思，他就试试看向人证明神是不存在。
And if for some people they say that this existence of God has no profit to me, so they want to disprove that this God exists.
这样我请问，你考书的时候，你喜欢老师在那边监考吗？
So I want to ask, when you have your examination, do you want the lecturer to be there to evaluate?
你说当然嘛，我不管老师监考，站在那边对我没有妨碍。
You say, of course, whether the teacher is there or not, it would affect me.
另外一个学生，我最讨厌考试的时候老师站在那边。
And another one said I dislike the teacher to stand there to evaluate during the examination.
那么老师站在那边到底发生什么问题呢
？Then what happened when the teacher stand there to evaluate?
在老师那边没有问题。
To the side of the lecturer, there's no problem.
在学生这边有了问题了。
But to the student side, there's a problem.
那个时候老师可以站在那边的人，他是诚实的，他是已经读好了，他有办法应付考试，所以老师在那边监考，我没有问题。
The one who feels that the lecturer could be there, there's no problem. It's those who are honest, who are prepared to take the exam.
对那些不诚实想偷看的人，老师站在那边他就很不喜欢。
To those that are honest and also to those who are not prepared, they are disliked. The lecturer to stand there to evaluate.
你从小读书到现在偷看过没有啊？
Have you ever cheated in the exam?
你偷看的时候盼望老师在吗？
So when you cheat in the exam, do you like your teacher to be there?
你当然不喜欢老师在，对不对？
Of course you don't want him to be there.
所以如果你能够说没有老师，我就考试更自由。
You see that if there's a teacher there, I'll take more freedom in my exam.
就说没有神，我犯罪更平安。
And also to say that if there's no God, I'll sin more peacefully.
是一样的道理。
The same reason.
所以无神论不是用理论证明事实，是用动机产生理论。
So the atheist do not use reason to prove the fact, but using their motive to produce the fact.
中国一个很大的哲学家就是冯友兰。
冯友兰 a great philosopher in China.
他说，当你研究哲学的时候，你不要单单知道哲学家所写下的东西的内容而已。
So when you study philosophy, do not just believe in the content of the philosopher of what they have written.
你更要研究这哲学家写东西背后的动机。
But rather you want to study the motive behind this philosopher when you write the book.
今天的许多很聪明的人，
a lot of people who are very intelligent,
他们从一种很特别的动机中写了一些的东西。
From a very special motive, they want to write something.
普通人就受他们写的内容所吸引了。
And ordinary people are attracted by their writings.
他们只在内容中间陶醉，却没有办法分析到作者背后的动机是什么。
So they are indulged in the content.Without knowing what the motive of the writer.
所以一群一群的青年人被时代精神、时代潮流所欺骗。
So many people are cheated by the contemporary spirit and movement.
今天我们都知道毛泽东的思想给中国人带来很多的困难。
Today we know that the thought of Mao Zedong has affected many of the Chinese and imposed on them difficulties.
但是就在那个文化革命的盛年中间，全世界最大一群的青年的头脑都给他固化，全部。麻醉，全部走错路。
But during that 10 years of cultural revolution, a big group of young people will be numbed by his teaching.
所以我们要很谨慎，我们年轻应当走在怎样的道路中。
So we must be alert as young people. What kind of way are you walking on?
苏联一个很大的文学家叫做 Dostoevsky。
Dostoevsky, a very great writer in Russia.
这个人的文学影响了全世界。
And his writing has influenced many of the world.
他有一本很厚的小说叫做 Brother of Karamazov。
Brother Karamazov, the book that he has written, a very thick book.
里面有一句很重要的话语
，a very important statement in it,
就是代表那些无神论口里所讲的话。
And to represent what's been uttered by those atheists,
借着一个弟弟叫做伊万的人讲出来。
And through a younger brother Ivan, he said,
他大声呼喊说 ，If there is no God, I can do everything.
And he cried out loudly that 说，如果没有神的话，我就能够犯罪了。
如果上帝不存在。
If God does not exist,
我就可以犯罪，什么做都可以，什么事都可以做。
Do what I like, I can sin.
是吗？
Is that so?
是吗？
Is that so?
上帝会不会因为我不信他存在，他就变成没有了的？
Will God, because we do not believe that he disappeared?
不可能的。
No.
无论信他的人，
whether he who believes,
无论不信他的人，
whether he who disbelieves,
有一天都要站在上帝的审判台上。
The one day we will stand before the judgment throne of God.
信神存在的人要在他的面前交账。
Those who believe in God will pay the account before the Lord.
不信他存在的人也要发现他是存在，而且审判他一切罪恶的上帝。
And also those who not believe they don't will find that he actually exists and also he will be judged.
那个时候你能当得起吗？
Could you stand before the Lord then?
你能站得住吗？
Can you stand before the him?
你能遮盖你的罪吗？
Can you cover your own sins?
这是不可能的事情。
It is not possible.
所以我们千万不要做一个愚昧的人，自欺欺人。
So do not be a fool, you deceive yourself.
原来上帝的事情
，things about God is the same.
人所能知道的
，what man can know.
原已经显明在人的心里
，has been revealed in the heart.
虽然我们不能看见上帝
，even though we cannot see God.
但是借着所造之物
，but according to what has been created,
就可以叫我们无可推诿
，that there's no excuse in us.
这就是普遍启示
，and that is called general.Revelation.
普遍其实两大的证据
，and also there are two great evidences of a revelation.
神自己的显明
，God's own manifestation.
在外的印证是创造的万有
，and also the creator ran with the outside.
第二就是被造在两里面的良知之酒，就是内在。The intuition
and also the intuition coming within us also become an inner testimony.
The internal and external.Witnesses of God's existence.
神存在的外在以及内在的印证。
The whole creation.
整个神所创造界
outside
是在外的
and intuition inside
在我们内心里面的知觉
我们没有办法推诿的
there is no excuse you can make
感谢上帝
praise the Lord
我相信你已经很清楚听到普遍启示的内容了
I truly believe that I heard very clearly the content of general revelation
上个礼拜我们讲完以后曾经是院长祷告他也祷告到特殊启示的问题
and also last week when this Reverend Dr. Tan when you pray in the closing prayer he mentioned about a special revelation
为什么我们讲特殊启示不继续讲讲普遍启示不继续讲到特殊启示的时候
why is that when you talk about general revelation we not continue here about special revelation
因为这不是启示讲座
because this is not a talk on revelation
这是罗马书解经
and this is a Roman exposition
罗马书一章第十九二十节完全没有提到特殊启示
and in Romans chapter 1 verses 19 and 20 he did not talk about the special revelation
接下去再谈的也不是特殊启示
and even what continue after that is not special revelation
所以我就听到普遍启示
so I will stop at general revelation
那普遍启示的重要性到什么地步
what's the importance of general revelation
普遍启示本身就是一个已经栽种的人心里面的信仰的基步基础的真理
General revelation is a very fundamental truth that they have been implanted in our hearts
所以如果你对普遍启示压制下去的话
If you want to suppress this general revelation
你已经有资格受上帝绝对的审判
Then you are already qualified to be judged by the absolute judgment of God
这就是十八节的意思
And that's the meaning of verse number 18
十八节是上帝的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上
because verse number 18 he said for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all who are ungodly and all who are unrighteous
就是一切行不义阻挡真理的
so those who walk in unrighteousness they suppress the truth of God
这阻挡真理就是压制真理
those who goes against the truth they suppress the truth of God
压制怎么真理呢
what kind of truth do they suppress
就是十九二十节所讲的普遍启示所包含的真理
that the truth contains contained in verses 19 to 20 that is general revelation
不要说这个人拒绝救恩才受审判
do not say that this man when he rejects the gospel then he will be judged
你说上帝我没有拒绝救恩嘛
you say God I never reject the salvation
我没有听过耶稣的名字
I never heard the name of Jesus
我从来不知道耶稣的福音我怎么样可以被定罪
I have never heard about the gospel of Christ how can I be judged
这一节圣经已经解决了这个问题
and this verse has solved the problem
上帝的愤怒显明在阻挡真理
Because the wrath of God is revealed upon those who go against the truth.
阻挡什么真理呢
What kind of truth do they go against?
不是指到特殊启示的问题
Not talking about something special.
这里是讲到关于普遍启示，你压制它，你就要受神的审判。
But rather, when you suppress the general revelation, you will be judged.
所以你说，有的人没有听福音怎么办呢
？So when you ask that if people who have not heard the gospel, what to do with them?
人没有听福音，那么神审判他什么呢
？So if people have not heard the gospel, based on what will God judge them?
最少审判他，压制这个普遍启示神真理的知识。
At least we'll judge them on the knowledge when it's suppressed in a general revelation.
所以从二十一节开始，一直到第一章的最后一节。
So beginning from verse 21 until the last verse of chapter 1,
保罗就讲到压制真理以后的必然后果。
Paul will tell the natural consequences when it's suppressed the general revelation.
我再讲一次。
I want one more time.
压制真理的必然后果是什么呢
？If you were to suppress general revelation,What is the consequence?
就是你故意不认识神，各样的罪就从你身上发出来。
Because if you purposely do not want to believe in God, all sins will come henceforth.
所以普遍启示跟人的道德什么关系
？So what's the relationship of general revelation and man's morality?
就是神论的真知识是成了我们道德动力美善。的真正的根基
That's the true knowledge of the true God become the motivational force about true morality
一个人心里没有神他会怎么样行出良善的事
If a person there's no God in him how can he do something which is good
一个人内心深处没有敬畏神知道他是存在的神他怎样去过良善道德的事
If in the person were hard he doesn't know that God the true God exists how can he lead a life of morality
所以这个是人道德思想中间神论知识的堕落产生了败坏的开始
So this is the fallen nature of man's true knowledge of God and that begins his corrupted life in the morality. I mentioned a very important statement in certain seminars. The failure of all philosophy is the theological failure. And all the failures of this communism is the theological failure.
那个, what is the relationship between the communism and theology?
你说这个神学跟这个共产主义有什么关系?
整个共产主义里面的整个思想系统不是神论的问题, 为什么和神学有关系?
The whole system of this Marxist thought has nothing to do with theology. How come it's related to theology now?
是有关系的。
Well, there is a relationship.
因为共产主义要把人当作什么来统治的时候,
because it is treating men as what kind of category that they want to manage men.
你就有人论的解释法。
Then there is the interpretation coming from doctrine of man.
你把国际统社会关系当作一种什么关系来讨论的时候,
if we discover international relations, what kind of view do we have?
你有社会观的这个正确的解释才可以的。
When you have the right interpretation of the sociology,
物质世界中大自然到底是什么?
And also as the relation of matter and the nature, what kind of relations do they have?
你一定有宇宙观的解释法。
You might have the worldview to interpret.
那么这些东西你要凭着什么解释呢?
And by all these things, based on what are you going to interpret?
凭着我自己马克思，我要看它是什么，我就看它是什么。
According to myself as karma, as what I want to view them, they will be.
那么如果是这样的话，就变成主观主义可以统治世界了。
If that is so, then subjectivity can become the tool to rule the world.
所以马克思看人民，毛泽东看人民，墨索里尼看人民是不一样的看法。
So whether it's karma, whether Mao Zedong, the way they view men is different.
但是如果一个人
if a person
按照神造人的价值来看人，
if they were to view men according to the value that God has created men，
他统治人的时候先把人当作是尊贵荣耀的，是有神的形象，有永恒的灵魂，我不能随便杀他，不能随便管理他。 你有神修性的研究来看人论。
So when they were to govern these people, they used the theological perspective of God, treating men as something with honor and dignified because they created after the image of God.
所以我盼望这些讲座，
So I hope that this kind of seminar
不是单单使你更明白一些圣经的内容而已。
It is not only just to enable you to understand more about the Bible.
盼望从这些讲解中间给你组织一个与神启示给我们真理的整个思想架构。
But I'd rather with this position, you build up a theological framework.
什么叫做神？
What is God?
什么叫做人？
What is man?
什么叫做历史？
What is history?
什么叫做社会？
What is society?
什么叫做生命？
What is life?
什么叫做自由？
What is freedom?
什么叫做道德？
What is morality?
什么叫做奉献？
What is dedication?
整个从神启示的真理所建立起来的知识论同人生观，就成为我们行事为人一个很清楚。
It is through the knowledge and revelation of God we want to form our epistemological system and also our value system so they become our worldview.
这很重要。
This is important.
太多的基督徒 只想到现实的、实用的东西。
Many of Christians think only things are practical and pragmatic.
上帝造人的时候，
When God created man,
他不是单单造一大堆肉，
He doesn't only make it with a lot of meat.
他造骨骼在里面，
But also there's bone.
对不对呢？
There's bone structure in us.
先有骨头才有肉。
There's first bone and then there's flesh.
你说怎么知道？
How do you know?
圣经没有讲的。
Because the Bible say, never say you say.
上帝造亚当以后，
When God created Adam,
叫他睡觉。
He made him fall to sleep.
有人拿他的肋骨来造女人，对不对？
Then use a piece of bone to create a female.
所以先有骨头，对不对呢？
So there's first must be bone.
所以亚当怎么造没有告诉你，夏娃怎么造先有骨头的？
So even if it doesn't talk about how Adam was created, but Eve was created first with bone.
如果一个人只有肉没有骨头，一定掉下来。
If a person only with the flesh and meat without the bone, he'll fall.
如果一个人只有骨头没有肉，一定吓死人。
And also if you only would be a skeleton without the meat, you will scare people.
里面有骨头，
in us there's bone，
外面有血肉，
and outside there's a blood and flesh。
大家说一二三， 你说我很喜欢听很多笑话的很好听的故事的道理。
So I like to listen to those jokes and also funny stories。
常牧师就没有这些，
And Reverend Stephen Tong doesn't know all this, you see.
他牧师讲的道都是硬邦邦的。
And all that he preached are very hard.
要想得半死的。
So I think and think very hard.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为你在很多聚会里面可以听，很容易听得到。 在这里我就跟你建立你的骨头，你懂吗?
Because in many places you hear very easy sermon, but here I want to build your skeleton in the bone.
所以要你做一个有骨头的基督徒。
So you have a Christian that's with the bone structure.
不能随便给风吹动的。
So they're going to be blown easily by wind.
思想有架构。
You have a structure in your mind.
原谅我讲一句你平常没有听到的话。
Forgive me to say this statement.
马克思,
Karl Marx,
达尔文,
Darwin,
赫格尔,
Hegel,
齐克国,
Kierkegaard,
这些人都念神学的。
All these people study theology.
念失败了。
But they fail.
就用错误的神学发展他们的思想。
So they use a wrong theology to develop their thinking.
所以他们 没有按照正义明白圣经，结果发挥出来的理论变成对人类这么大的危害。
So it is not according to the truth. They want to understand the Bible, and that's why their doctrine, their teaching influence many people in a bad way.
你说我从来没有听过这个事情。
You see, I never heard.
是的。
Yes.
赫格尔是念过神学的。
Hegel studied theology.
赫格尔是马克思的老师。
And also he is actually the teacher of Karl Marx.
马克思是念过神学的。
And Karl Marx studied theology.
尼采是念过神学的。
Nietzsche also studied theology.
达尔文是念过神学的。
Darwin also studied.
所以这些人没有。 读到圣经的真正神要他们思想的东西。
And these people have not studied the thing that God wants them to know.
结果在神学性的失败中间,
so when they fail in theology,
发挥了一大堆非合乎圣经原理的这些思想。
And they have not the theory which is non-biblical.
事实证明一百年来受这种错误思想影响的太多了。
And the fact will prove to us that now 100 years so many people are being influenced by the teachings.
那为什么会影响人呢?
Why is it the influence people?
圣经是古老的,
because the Bible is ancient.
达尔文是现代的,
and the Darwin is something which is new.
圣经是老古董,
and also the Bible is something which is old.
马克思是现代,
Karma is contemporary.
所以作为一个现代的青年,
so be a contemporary young people.
不要一天到晚亚当夏娃耶稣保罗古老的不得了。
Do not talk about Adam, about Paul, because they are all ancient.
我告诉你啊,
I tell you,
你每天上课读的知识那么新,
because the knowledge you study in class which is new.
回家你吃饭是古老的，对不对?
Why, when you go back to eat, it's something which is old.
时代这么新的还要吃饭吗?
You say such a new age we are in, how come we have to eat?
新时代不必喝水了。
Why, in a new age you don't have to drink, you say.
新时代不必呼吸了，你死了。
In a new age you don't have to breathe, but you die, you don't.
问题不是古老不古老问题。
The problem is whether you are ancient or not.
问题是真理不真理的问题。
Whether they are truth or not.
好，我讲了这一堆， 现在我要归纳的一个重要的话。
So I want to make a statement here.
神论的差错。
And the wrongs in our theological failures.
The failure in the understanding of God is the sources of immoral society.
我们对神的这个错误了解成为我们这个社会非道德的基础。
我再讲一次。
One more time.
The mistakes and the failure of understanding the true God is the foundation of immoral society.
我们对真诚的错误的了解就成为社会非道德非伦理的基础。一个人真正认识神， or one who truly know God，
他一定在社会上有一种神性做根基的道德的表达。
Surely he a foundation of the morality in the society which is God based.
不但是社会道德不道德的基础，
not only that is the foundation of whether society is moral or immoral.
对神错误的认识，
and the wrong understanding of God，
产生了虚假宗教的这个开眼，
also it becomes the source of the production of false religion.
对神错误的认识，
so when you know wrongly about God，
产生对自己随便用自由败坏自己的那个结局。
Then it becomes the consequences of you using the freedom wrongly, and they become your end.
世界从来没有几本书，没有几个人看这个事情看得这么清楚。
Not a few men in the whole world will see this thing so clearly.
但保罗看这个事情看得这样清楚。
But Paul see this thing so clearly.
所以他先把19、20节普遍启示讲出来。
So he will first expound on verses 19 and 20 about general revelation.
神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在。
You say things about God that man can know has been revealed in man.
人里面已经有神的知识。
That in man there's the knowledge of God.
我们在冥冥中知道神在哪里。
So in a how we know God, where God is.
神是存在的。
That God exists.
那么你到底对这一位你深深知道他存在的上帝，你的回应是什么呢？
Do this God truly that you know that he exists deep in your heart, how would you respond?
我曾经对你们讲，人 的价值就决定于他对神怎样回应。
And I say that the value of man is decided by how that he responds to God.
因为人与动物不一样。
Because man is different from animals.
动物被造没有与神相对的存在性。
The animals being created without the possibility of a relationship with God.
神与人之间有一种相对存在的这一种本质。
There is a kind of nature in man's existence as a relative existence with God.
人需要神。
Man need God.
人被造像神。
Man is created like God.
所以说的动物是向地看，在地匍匐爬行的。
Even though animal face downward as a walk on the earth.
它是 horizontally made.
Horizontally.
但人是 vertically created.
My man is created vertically.
人是被葬直线的。
And created to walk vertically.
向上的。
And to look up.
你可以向上仰望的。
So they can look up to God.
你的地皮的分量不过是动物的一半。
Even though the land you occupy only about half of what the animal occupy.
牛马占的地皮比你大。
And also the land this horses occupy.
人只有两个脚站在地上。
And so you have two legs that occupy the land.
那么其他两个手呢？
And what are two hands?
要你祷告。
Want to pray,
要你做事
want to do work,
要你有许多的工作是动物不必做的
do all the things the animal won't do,
你的头向前向上
and also your head face front and upward,
你的头向前向上比向左向右更容易
and your head to face the front and up is easier to face the left or right,
向前比向后更容易
and also to face the front is even more easy as compared to the back,
你的头会不会 转180度
and your head turn 180 degrees to the back,
因为艺人的退后我就不喜欢他
And also, if the righteous man were to be backslided, I wouldn't like it.
耶稣说：“收复的犁头不可以向后看。”
And those who take this up now will not turn backward.
保罗说：“要忘记背后，努力面前。”
And Paul said, "Forget about the past and then look forward."
我小的时候
，When I was young,
每次过街很怕给汽车撞死。
Every time when I cross the street, I'm afraid to be knocked by a car.
所以，我耶稣就祷告主耶稣啊，为什么你不照眼睛，一个在前面，一个在后面
？I said, "Lord Jesus, why not create the eye one in the front, one in the back?"
我过路的就这样过，就可以两眼都看到。
So this way I look, I can go forward.
后来我从圣经慢慢找到，神要我们有一个方向，不是两个方向。
So I later I find that God only wants us to have one direction, not two directions.
只有一个方向。
Only one direction.
你要向前看。
You must look forward.
你要向上看。
Look upward.
因为神要我对他面对他的生活。
Because God wants me to face him.
那么人既然知道上帝存在
，Then now man know that God exists.
人应当对神有回应。
So you must respond to God.
We should respond to God.
我应该对神回应。
We should have the right reaction to God.
我们应该对神一个正确的回应。
人对神的回应错误的时候怎么办
？When man is wrong in the response to God.
这就是二十一节所讲的。
And that's what is being spoken about in verse 21.
二十一节说什么呢
？Verse 21 says.
他们虽然知道。
That even though they know him,
他们就不把他当作上帝。
They do not honor him as God.
我们大家来看这一节。
When to read verse number 21 in chapter 1 of Romans,
罗马书一章二十一节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 21.
放到一同开声来读。
We read together.
二三。啊，你知道吗？这就是什么 ？The wrong response to God.
这是对神啊错误的回应。
人为神所造
，Man is created by God，
人应当归向神
，They must return to God。
人虽然知道他
，Even though God may know God，
虽然知道他
，For although they knew God，
是普遍启示的果效
，And that's the result of general revelation。
虽然已经知道他了
，And they already know him，
但是怎么样呢
？What do they do？
他虽然知道他
，Even although they knew，
不。当作上帝来荣耀他。
They did not honor him as God.
好，现在注意看这里。
Now, pay attention here.
你是不是人
？Are you a man?
是不是
？Are you?
是。
Yes.
如果人家不把你当作人来看待你，你怎么样呢
？If man did not deem you as a human kind, what would you do?
你怎么样呢
？What would you do?
你得感谢主，人家把我当作狗，对不对
？Praise God because people deem me as dog.
有人把我当成猫。
People deem me as cat.
感谢上，你会感谢
the Lord. Would you pray for that? No.
人就是人。
Man is man.
你只能把人。当作人来看待你才会真正尊重他
You must deem man as man Then only you can honor him
为什么西方有民主中国很难民主
Why is that in the West there's a democracy But China is difficult
整个中国历史中间根本没有民主这两个字
Because down in the history of China There's no this word called democracy
连民主的种子都没有
Not even the seed of democracy
这是人的文化不能产生的果效
Something that man's culture cannot produce
我五年前在纽约一个聚会四千人中间我讲这句话的时候
5 years ago in New York I was preaching to a group of 4,000 in this statement
有一个北京的大学教授
One professor coming from Beijing University.
听我讲这个，吓了一跳。
When he heard this, he was surprised.
他很不满意。
He was not happy.
难道中国人就没有民主的观念吗？
That China doesn't have the concept of
democracy. 难道中国文化就没有民主的种族吗？
That China doesn't see the democracy.
他回去查所有他能查到的历史。
So he went back and checked all the history.
2个月以后。
2 months later,
他写一封信告诉我,
he wrote a letter to me.
我起先弃你去,
in the first, I hate you.
后来就因为你讲的话, 我去查了很多的历史书,
but because of you, I checked all the history books.
结果发现是你对,
and I found that you are right and wrong.
所以很多教授自己错还在做教授,
so other professors, even though they are wrong, they are still professors.
结果他说,
so they say,
我只发现两处民主出现,
only two times I discovered this word democracy.
不是民主,
那民族是皇帝说我是民之主， and only the emperor will say that I am the lord of the people.
所以有出现那种物伪民之主、魁伪民之主，两次都是他做主，不是人民做主。
At twice he said that I am the lord of the people as an emperor.
所以那个 教授后来承认中国本来没有民主的观念。
So the professor later acknowledged that in China there's no concept of democracy.
孟子是唯一有一点点民主思想的人。
And Mencius is the one that had a little bit of concept of democracy.
所以他说的民为贵，君为轻，社稷次之。
And he said that as the people as important and the emperor as less important and this society even less.
The people is the honored. So honorable, and the king is not as honorable, and the territory is only second class. 所以君王是最轻的。
And also as the emperor is the lowest.
这个思想呢，能够到现在还没有被所有的王删掉，这是很大的神迹。
So even until today, the emperors have not deleted this statement, which is a miracle.
但到底他所讲的民为贵是什么呢？
So when he said that people are honored,
孟子从来没有讲到人民可以做主人，没有这个观念。
But Mencius has never said that these people become the lord themselves.
那么民主这个观念哪里来的？
So this democracy, where does it come from?
圣经来的。
The Bible.
因为人是按照上帝的形象。
Because man is created after the image of God.
人有尊贵荣耀。
Man has honor and dignity.
你要尊重人。
So you must honor man.
连乞丐都是有尊贵有荣耀的人。
Even the beggar has a glory and also someone who is honored.
所以西方发展福利工作。
So in the West they will develop the social welfare.
他们尊重民主。
So they emphasize on democracy.
回到圣经里面, 人 对待人是把人当作人来看。
It is because they want to return what the Bible, teaching of the Bible, that to deem man as humankind.
如果一个政府不把人当作人来看待的话，
If a government do not deem as humankind,
那么这个政府怎么可能做一个公平的社会呢？
Then how can this government have a very just society in the country?
如果你世人被另外一个人不把你当作人看待，你是不是反感的不得了？你气的不能自理吗？
So you are being treated not as a man, I tell you, you'll get so angry.
但是呢, 请注意, 你对神是不是把神当作神看待？
Have you also ever deemed God as God to honor him?
一个人不能把别人当作人看待， 因为他不先把神当作神看待。
If a man cannot deem others as men, it is because first they do not honor God as God.
所以罗马书普遍启示写完之后，
So after the general revelation of the book of Romans,
他就提到, let God be God, let man be man, let yourself be yourself.
他就说让神为神，让你为你，让你自己为你自己。不把神当作神看待的， If you do not deem God as God,
就不可能把人当作人看待。
Then you cannot deem him as man,
也不可能把自己当作自己看待。
And you cannot deem yourself as yourself.
如果你把自己当作是神，
If you deem yourself as God,
把神当作是物，
And God as things,
把别人当作是你的仇敌，
And others as your enemies,
那么你就夺取神的荣耀， 冒充神的权柄， 随便欺压别的人， 然后呢，把神置之脑后，不再顾问。
Then you have snatched the glory of God, and also you want to place God as someone who is to be neglected.
这就是整个社会灾祸的根源。
And that would be the root of the woe of the society.
我盼望这一群的人和其他的基督徒不一样。
So I hope that this group of people were different from other Christians.
你们越听圣经，越听出圣经真正的味道是什么。
Because the more you study the Bible, the more you know what the Bible is talking about.
你越明白这些真理，越明白这些真理隐藏的重要性到什么地方。
And also the more you understand the importance of this truth that's contained in the Bible.
这些所讲的不是单单使你的思想有骨骼，使你的这个生活有生锈，
So that the only thing that your thought has a structure, your also life has a bone, and your mind also has a structure.
使你的人生跟对神有责任。
But rather, you have a responsibility also in the life to God.
我要怎样对神，怎样对己，怎样对人。
How I get to deal with God, with myself, with others.
因为这是很重要。
Because all these are very important.
上帝从你们中间兴起一些人做教会的领袖。
I will pray that God will raise some of you as a church leaders.
那你们就与别人不一样。
And so that you will be different as compared to others.
所以他们虽然知道上帝。
So even though they know God.
却不当作是上帝的荣耀他。
And they do not honor God as God.
也不感谢他。
And do not give thanks to him.
这就是无神论的开始。
And that's the beginning of atheism.
无神论不是神不存在。
Atheism doesn't mean that God exists.
无神论是我不当作神是存在的。
Which means that they do not deem God as existing.
我把存在的神不当作一回事。
God who exists, I deem him as nothing.
所以不把荣耀归给上帝。
So they do not give glory to God.
也不把感谢归给上帝。
And do not give thanks to God.
这是错误的两种回应。
And that's a wrong response.
第一种的回应是什么呢？
The first kind of response.
应当荣耀上帝。
First, he must give glory to God.
第二个回应是什么呢？
The second is,
应当感谢上帝。
He must thank God.
那么 to glorify God and to give thanks to God.
来荣耀神以及把感谢给神。
不同的地方在哪里？
What is the difference?
这不同的地方是一个是切身的，一个不是切身的。
One is something related to you, one is related to you.
为什么这么讲呢？
Why is that we say so?
当你说这个人很聪明。
When you say this man is intelligent.
这个人很聪明，可能与你没有关系。
Maybe he's intelligent, but he's nothing to do with you.
你很聪明。
You say you are very intelligent.
第二句话。
And the second statement.
我谢谢你。
I thank you.
我谢谢你跟我有关系吗？
So when I say I thank you, is there a relationship with me and you?
有没有关系呢？有关系。
Yes.
我谢谢你，因为你这样帮助我。
Because you helped me.
我谢谢你。
And thank you.
因为你寄了礼物给我。
Because you sent me a present.
我谢谢你。
And thank you.
因为你责备我的话给我很大的帮助。
Because the word you reveal me helped me.
所以你讲谢谢的时候是切身的问题。
So when you talk about this, thank you is relevant to you.
荣耀不一定是切身的问题。
And glory is something which may not be relevant.
一个人把神当作神来对待的时候。
When a man deems God as God,
他有两样的回应。
There are two responses.
第一
the first,
to glorify God.
他就荣耀神。
第二
the second,
to thank God.
他就感谢神。
那为什么荣耀上帝呢？
Why is that glorify God?
因为我们发现他是创造太伟大了。
We find that his creation is so wonderful.
所以神的荣耀
So the glory of God
遍满全地。
It influences the whole world.
诸天述说上帝的荣耀。
And the whole heaven will declare his glory.
穹苍传扬他的手段。
And the whole world will also declare his handiwork.
手段应当说他的作为。
His handiwork.
因为中文的手段常常是有诡计的诡计多端的成分在。
Because in Chinese when you say means, which means which means.
诸天述说上帝的荣耀。
Because the heaven declares his glory.
穹苍传扬他手所做的功。
And the world declares his handiwork.
可表示宇宙大自然中间有神工作的印记。
Within there is also a sign of the work of God in the whole universe.
上帝啊
，God，
你所造的何其多
？The thing that you created are so many.
你的名在天地何其美
？And your name upon the earth is so beautiful.
这个因为看见神的造物。而把荣耀归给上帝。
Because you see the creation of God, and that's why you glorify God.
这也是基督徒的科学家同非基督徒的科学家不同的地方。
And that is the difference between Christian and non-Christian scientists.
你说为什么有这样的不同呢
？Why is that? That's a difference.
非基督的科学家研究大自然的时候
，Because when non-Christian scientists when they study the universe,
有知识以后他就变成骄傲。
And after they have the knowledge, they become proud.
基督徒的科学家研究以后
，That Christian scientists when they investigate,
发现这是神的作为。
And find that this is the work of God.
他就荣耀上帝。
And they give glory to God.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
所以同样做科学家
，Same thing they are scientists.
你以基督徒的身份，从普遍启示对神的回应，同非基督徒科学家这普遍中间普遍启示对神错误的回应是不一样。
So as a scientist, whether a Christian or non-Christian, the response you give towards the creation of God in a natural revelation is different.
科学家研究一些东西之后
，The scientist after they study something,
他的心是有神的。
If they are in the heart as God,
他所研究的一定是造就人类。
And what he studied will now benefit the people.
科学家说研究一些的东西出来
，And if scientist would study something,
如果他的心是没有神的
，If their heart has no God,
他所 研究的东西只要能赚钱，害人不害人他不管。
Whatever they study the result, you can make money for them, they don't care whether they hurt people or not.
你明白了吗？
Do you understand now?
今天的米饭药是很笨的人发明出来的吗？
Today, when it comes to ecstasy kind of pill,
那些刺激性意的那些东西是笨的头脑会发明出来
的。And this thing, are they being studied by those foolish people?
但是如果这些东西的动机不是为了造就人的话，
If all this study, the motive is not to build people up,
是因为他们内心中间先没有敬畏上帝。
But rather in the heart first, there's no God in them.
原子能的发现。
And when it's studied, this atomic energy
可以作为和平的用处。
You have a peaceful use.
也可以做成杀人的工具。
And also become a weapon.
原子弹存在。
And also the existence of atomic bomb.
什么时候可以丢下去？
When can you drop it?
什么时候不可以丢下去？
When can you not drop it?
谁做决定的？
Who made the decision?
决定的内心中间是不是有神的荣耀、神的能力在你里面影响你？
The one who decides is the influence of God's power and God's glory in you.
如果我们只盲目崇拜科学，
If very blindly we worship science,
这个世界没有盼望。
And this world would have no hope.
如果我们只因为科学的成就而骄傲起来，
If we are only proud because of the result of science,
人类的前途是很黑暗。
And then the future of man is so dim and doom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
我再讲一次，
One more time I say,
对神论的失败，
And also the failure of the knowledge of God,
对神错误的回应，
And also the wrong response to God,
不道德社会的基础，
Become the foundation of the immoral society.
这些道理隐藏在这些经文里面。
And all this truth is now hidden in these two verses.
你随便读读，你看不见。
When you just read simply, you cannot understand.
你用全本圣经的宏观再去照射每一句话的时候。
By the way, when you read it macroly from the whole Bible to understand the verses,
每一些圣经里面有很多伟大的思想在里面。
You find that every verse contains very big truth.
不是堕落的头脑所能产生出来。
It's not something that can produce by the fallen mind.
而是真理的圣灵才能启示下来。
But it's the spirit of truth that can reveal to us.
罗马书已经把所有最聪明的头脑给我们最大最大的振奋和启发的作用。
And also this book of Romans has revived us the greatest mind.
历史上受罗马书影响的智慧人。
And also those wise people who have been influenced by the book of Romans throughout history.
包括了奥古斯丁。
Augustine.
包括了马丁路德
Martin Luther
包括了大尔这个加尔文
Calvin
包括了这个 Karlbach
Karlbach
不要说我们这些人
Not only to talk about us
最伟大的思想家
Those great minds
都从这本书得到智慧的启发
From this book they've been inspired in terms of wisdom
因为对神错误的认识
Because your wrong knowledge to God
产生了对人错误的认识
Produces your wrong knowledge to man
产生对己错误的认识
And produces wrong knowledge to yourself
一个人连自己都不会爱惜，他怎么会爱惜别人？
If a man do not love himself, how can he love others?
一个人恨自己，他一定恨许多人。
If a one would hate himself, he'll hate others too.
所以神说人要爱人如己。
And the Bible says, love others as yourself.
尊重自己。你又知道每一个人里面都有一个自己，都是应当尊重。
You want to respect yourself because you know that each and everyone has a self, and that's why you respect those selves too.
你要用什么来尊重自己？
How would you respect yourself?
你要知道你自己是按照神的形象造的。
Because you know that created after the image of God.
你是尊贵的。
So you are an ornament.
你不可以想自杀。
So you cannot commit suicide.
你不可以自暴自弃。
You cannot give up yourself.
你不可以轻看你自己。
You cannot despise yourself.
你不可以以为你自己没有用。
You cannot deem that yourself is useless.
因为你是尊贵的。
Because you are
你的按身形象样式照
Because you are created after the image and also the likeness of God
你认识你自己的这个真正的源头是因为认识神
You know your true, the source of your true self because you know that true God who created you
所以当一个人不把上帝当作上帝的时候
So if a man does not do God as God
他就不会把自己好好对待
Then he will not honor himself well.
一个人不把上帝当作上帝的时候
If one does not honor God as God,
就不能荣耀上帝
Then he cannot glorify God.
我们看大自然的时候
When you see the nature,
我们感谢
We thank God.
我们看伟大的宇宙的时候
When you see the marvelous the universe,
感谢主
When you thank God.
从宇宙伟大的太空无量的星星
Because when you see the space and also the stars,
知道一个原子里面的构造从里面的中子、介子、质子这边伟大的运动，你看你这都不是人能做出来。
And also seeing the movement of the smallest atom and neutron, you see that all this cannot created by man.
这都是神的作为。
This is the handiwork of God.
Macro world,
宏观的世界
and a micro world
和微观的世界
outside myself
然后在我之外
inside my spirit
或是在我灵之内
everything is so tremendous, so wonderful to manifest the glory of God
每一样都是这样的奇妙 为了荣耀神
因为我说上帝我感谢
You say God on the thank you
上帝我荣耀你
God on the glorify
应当把神 应当得的荣耀归给神
That what God so deserve kind of glory want to give back the glory to God
你应当过一个荣耀神的生活
You must live the life that glorifies His name.
What means the confession? 有一句很重要的话。西敏寺告白有这样的这个这句话。这个问答的第一条说什么呢？
And the first and question is:
人生活在世上的最大的目的是什么？
What is the greatest purpose for man to live in the world?
答案是什么呢？
What's the answer?
如果你问中国人人生地上最大的目的，他说就是赚钱，还有什么？
If you ask the Chinese what's the greatest purpose of man in life, you say to make money, of course.
这是多么肤浅。
So shallow.
怪不得中国人呢，到世界各地去，只懂一个字，就是钱。
And that's why Chinese, when they go everywhere in the world, they only know one word, money.
很可怜。
Pitiful.
Westminster 的答案说什么呢？
Westminster Confession first said,
他说呢，人生最大的目的就是荣耀上帝。
The greatest purpose in life is to glorify God.
享受上帝,
to enjoy God.
以他为乐,
and to enjoy Him.
我们要荣耀上帝,
we must glorify God.
我们要以神为我们的喜乐,
we must enjoy God as our happy, our joy.
现在没有一个人不承认巴哈是近代音乐最重要的一个这个发源人。
And people have to acknowledge that Bach is one of the greatest musicians in this contemporary world.
巴哈以前弹风琴是这么弹的。
In the past, Bach, they played the organ in this manner.
巴哈把它改成这样弹。
But Bach changed that manner.
是这个大拇指也有奋力弹。
So that this thumb also can play.
巴哈以前
Before Bach,
平均力是不懂的。
And they do not know about this average.
Well-tempered.
Well-tempered.
但是巴哈之后每一个音十二个音都可以做主调的
But after Bach every single tone can be a main melody
他所写的 Well-tempered clavier
Well-tempered clavier that he has composed
还有 English suite French suite
And English suite French suite
这些东西都奠定了近代音乐古典音乐所有最深的乐理最好的基础
And also this can make the foundation of all the great theory of music
他不但如此
Not only so
他在一生的过程中间对学生的讲话
In his whole life, the work he has spoken to the students
你们只要做到最美的音乐，你才可以停止你的休息
It is only when they compose the most beautiful music then they can stop learning
他在音乐中间要把上帝的荣耀上帝给人的才干在音乐里面的美
So in his composition, he wanted to manifest all the beauty and possibility that God has given to man in music.
他年老的时候写了 the musical offering.
And when he was old, he composed this musical offering.
用音乐献给上帝.
And using music to offer it to God.
当他在这个 to St. Thomas Church 做这个宫廷幼师的时候
In St. Thomas Church
做这个教堂幼师的时候
And when he was as a court musician
不是叫做 Kapellmeister
Chapelmaster,
music master 的时候，他每一个礼拜写一个 cantata.
And every week he will compose a cantata.
从前我们以为他写了200多个 cantata.
In the past we thought they had composed more than 200 cantata.
现在证明他写超过300个 cantata.
But now it's being proven that he has composed more than 300.
每次他要作曲以前，
and before even compose，
他一定跪下来，
he will kneel down.
上帝啊。
God,
求你给我智慧,
give me wisdom.
求你给我能力,
give me power.
给我可以把最好的音乐献给你,
so that I can make the most beautiful music to you.
然后开始写,
then he start to compose.
写完了以后,
after that,
他已经注明一句话,
and he write an initial.
用拉丁文写的,
in Latin.
Soli Deo Gloria.
Soli Deo Gloria.
他说签自己名字,
then he sign his name. Then he sign his name, Johann Sebastian
Bach.
Then only he and his composition.
另外一个人是 Joseph Haydn.
Another man called Joseph Haydn.
每次写完 symphony 以后，
every time when he composed a symphony,
他为上帝的荣耀而写。
And he said that I composed it for the glory of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
my dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
这些人跟今天只想赚钱。 只想出名的人是不一样
And these people as compared to those who want to make a name for themselves to make money are different
有一篇文章我看了很感动
There was this article when I read I was so touched
巴哈写那个 cantata 只不过为下个礼拜演唱用他没有想到以后会传入到全世界几百年了 大家一直尊崇他。
When Park, when he wrote that cantata only for that worship of that Sunday, he never known that that would pass for hundreds of years and people will honor him.
因为每个礼拜嘛
because he will compose every week.
礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三写完了，拜四开始练，拜五、拜六有交响乐加进，礼拜天就唱。
So he composed on the first 3 days and practiced on the last 3 days, and then the last day was sing the symphony.
下个礼拜再写、再唱，就再唱。
And then he will compose for the next week.
每个礼拜都有半个钟头完全新的音乐。
So every week they have a half an hour of new music.
要我来赶，我赶死都写不出来。
So I just cannot do it if I want to be the composer.
但他为了每个礼拜这样唱，荣耀上帝。
But for every week in order to give glory to God,
一生相信。
So he dedicated his whole life to God.
一个人把神当作神，他的一生就不一样。
When a man honors God as his God, then his life is different.
这些人呢，永永远远被人纪念。
So people will remember him everlastingly.
如果人把自己当作神，就不一样。
If a man deem himself as God, then
that's different. 你把自己当作神，你把别人当作牲畜一样随便杀。
So if you deem yourself as God and others as enemy, and you just kill them as your wishes.
你活的时候，上策策风云，下管制万民的心。
So when you live as if that you're all powerful.
死的时候，人家纪念你，永远纪念你多么坏。多么臭，多么烂。
But when you die, people will remember you as an evil man.
一个巴哈是荣耀上帝的。
A Ba is the one who honored God.
一个毛泽东是把自己当作上帝。
毛泽东 is the one who deemed himself as God.
是多么不一样的。
It's so different.
你看到了吗
？So you see.
好，第二十一节讲完了以后呢
？After verse 21,
就产生了因不尊重神而必然的后果。
And it will also tell the consequences because men do not honor God.
什么后果呢
？What are the consequences?
宗教性的失败。
And that is a failure in religion or religious failure.
The theological failure consequence the religious failure.
And also the theological failure coming into irreligious failure.
神修性的失败就导致了宗教性的失败。
And also theological failure lead to religious failure.
那么你不要神怎么办呢
？So when you do not want God, what can you do?
不要神就不必神。
I don't want God, I don't need God.
你口里可以这样硬说。
You can say it hardly in your lips.
但你心里说不能的。
But in your heart, you say no, there's no way.
不能没有神的。
There's no way that there's no God.
共产党说没有神，没有神怎么办
？When the communists say there's no God, what to do now?
不能没有神，就抓一个毛泽东来代替神。
So they catch a 毛泽东 and make him God.
所以不可能没有神的。
There's no possibility that there's no God.
一个人说没有神的时候，他已经预备自己要代替神了。
So when a man says that God has prepared himself to be that God,
所以没有神
，no God，
不把荣耀归给神。
You do not give glory to God，
不感谢神
，and do not thank God。
我刚才说。荣耀神是从他的创造看见他的伟大，所以把荣耀归给他。
When you say we give glory to God because we see His greatness in the creation，
那么感谢神跟荣耀神不同在哪里
？What's the difference when you thank God and glorify God？
感谢神，因为发现他的恩典临到我这个与他相对对存的人身上。
We thank God because we found that His grace is now fallen upon us. We have a relative assistance as compared to God。
所以我就感谢他。
So I want to thank Him。
一个能感恩的人。
A one who can give thanks
是一个常常喜乐的人。
He many times is filled with joy.
一个不感恩的人。
A one who doesn't give thanks
是一个常常痛苦的人。
A one who is always in misery.
你看孩子们。
When you see the children.
常常谢谢谢谢。
那他们 say thank you.
很有礼貌。他一定比较容易过生活。
He can live the life easier.
这个不满意，那个不满意，一定很痛苦。
A one who feels dissatisfied with everything, he will not live a good life.
人对神也是这样。
The same thing with God to man.
你为什么不感谢呢
？When you don't give thanks to God,
因为你有更大的强求。
Because you have a greater demand.
你有超分的贪欲。
Also something that transcends your desire.
你有过分的自大。
And also you're too proud.
所以这个不满意。那个不满意
You're not happy with everything
中国人说知足什么常乐
The Chinese will say that if you are contented You will be happy every time
上帝我感谢
God I want to give thanks to you
虽然我们不是最漂亮的人
Even though I'm not the most beautiful
但是我们也不错嘛
I'm not too bad
五官齐全感谢
I'm quite perfect
虽然我们不是最有钱的人
Even though I'm the richest
但是我没有一餐饿过吧
But I have not feel hungry for even a single meal
还可以感谢主
Give thanks to God.
虽然我们有许多的失败
Even though I have many failures,
但是从失败得到的功课是很宝贵的
But the failures that the lesson I learned from failures are so precious.
你感谢主
You give thanks to God.
荣耀上帝
So you glory God.
是在外界的
It is externally.
感谢上帝。
When you give thanks to God,
里面的。
It is internally.
我为我自己的存在感谢上帝。
For my own existence, I want to thank God.
你说我不能感谢，没有什么好感谢。
He said, "Oh no, I cannot give thanks because there's nothing to give thanks." Why?
因为你没有数算恩典。
Because you never count the blessing of God.
你没有数算上帝恩典，你就从来不能感谢。
When you never count the blessing of God, you can never give thanks to God.
你越数越多，就感谢不尽。
The more you count, the more blessings there are, the more that you want to give thanks.
保罗是受很多苦的人。
Paul is the one who suffered a lot.
保罗说感谢上帝，因为他有说不尽的恩赐。
And then he said that I want to thank God because he has uncountable blessings.
或者呢，用英文的解释，他是讲有讲不出来的恩典太多了。
And also unspeakable grace.
Unspeakable grace.
Unspeakable.
太大的恩典。
And such a great grace.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
你存感谢的心，你的灵性就常常长。
So when your heart is filled with thanks, your spiritual life also grows.
半杯水。
Have a cup of water.
两个人来看的。
And two people see.
一个人说。
One will say,
只有半杯
only half cup.
一面讲一面悲哀
and so few are sad when he say it.
另外一个人说
and then I say,
还有半杯
there's still half.
一样不一样
is that the same?
不一样
no.
什么不一样
what's the difference?
你说一样
you say the same?
什么一样
what's the same?
半杯一样
still half a cup.
什么不一样
what's the difference?
纯感恩同不感恩的心不一样
with a heart of thanksgiving or not a heart of thanksgiving?
你感恩吗
are you with a heart of thanksgiving?
你常常感谢上帝
Do you give thanks
always? 你不把上帝荣耀来切。
If you do not honor God and honor Him as glorified,
你不把他当作上帝，也不感谢他。
And do not honor Him and so give thanks to Him.
然后你就自己代替神。
And you yourself want to
say, 我不需要神。
God, you say, I don't need God.
但是不能没有神。
You cannot have no God.
不能没有神怎么办呢？
Then what are you going to do?
就造一个神。
You make a God yourself.
好像你不承认你爸爸是爸爸。就自己生一个爸爸出
来。Just that you do not acknowledge your father as father, you want to give birth to one father yourself.
生一个人，给他弄得化妆老老的，叫他叫爸爸，就是这样。
And you want to give birth to your a man, and then make him old, and then he's your father.
所以你注意啊。
So pay attention.
只有人类能敬拜神。
Only man can worship God.
所以只有人类能创造假神。
And only man can create four gods.
你有没有看见过猫？带圣经去做礼拜。
Do you ever see cat bring a Bible to the church?
你有没有看见狗汽车要撞他，在祷告上帝那边
？So dog when I come to run over him, he will pray to God.
你有没有看见老虎也侧着你前天感谢主给我一餐大餐
？Also tiger before he eat a person, he says thank God to give me a big meal.
他们不会与神有关系。
They cannot have a relationship with God.
因为他们没有与神的相对存在的那一种被造性。
Because they don't let the created nature in a counter existence with God.
那么人有吗？
But man has.
所以人一定与神有相对性。
Because man have a counter existence with God.
人为神而造。
And man is created for God.
人有向上帝的心。
And man has a heart towards God.
但是当人不把上帝当作上帝。
But when man does not deem God as God,
怎么办？
What to do now?
他用假的代替真的。
So he make himself a false god.
用别的代替真的。
And to others as a true one.
现今天很多人婚姻失败。
Today people fail in their marriage.
因为当他失恋以后，就随便用一个来代替。
Because when they're being zealous, they find anyone to be a substitute.
我也有。
I also have.
我不明不要你。
I do not have to have you.
随便代替的时候。
So when they use anything to substitute.
不是等待上帝的安排。
Not to wait for arrangement of God.
自己情意很急呀。
That in your own desire, you want to make yourself a one.
随便代替算了。
So you want to make someone to substitute.
不是算了，就糟了，不是算了。
But I tell you, you are falling into trap.
这个是婚姻的事情。
And that is something with compared to marriage.
婚姻更重大的事情是。
But something with more serious than compared to marriage.
人关系的事情。
Your relationship with God.
你不认识神。
You do not know God.
是你故意不要认识他。
But purposely you want to know him.
你用别的神来代替神。
But you use other God to substitute his place.
圣经说什么？
The Bible says.
以别神。代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必加添。
And also, word will be added upon those who use others to substitute the true God.
所以我们就把别的神代替真神。
So we use others to substitute the true God.
那么到底神是不是可以代替的
？Can God be substituted?
可以不可以
？Can He be substituted?
神是不可以代替的。
God cannot be substituted.
不 可能代替的。
It's not possible to substitute.
上帝说，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
God said that other than me, you cannot have other God.
你的除了我以外，根本没有别的是神。
Because other than me, there's no true God.
你们将什么神来代替我呢？
Which God you want to use to substitute?
你用什么神来比我呢
？Which God you use to compare?
以赛亚书里面告诉我们神真神的特性之一。
Isaiah said that this one of a special nature.
有哪一个人像我从起初指明幕后的事
？Anyone who is like me from the beginning, he points something in the end.
所以这才是永恒的神。
That's the eternal God.
是独一的神。
The only God.
是不能替代的神。
One who cannot be substituted.
你只能回到神面前，否则你的生活一定失败。
You can only come back to God if not your life will fail.
你的神以外一切的成功都是暂时。
Because your success other than God will only be temporary.
你的神旨意以外一切的成功都是假的成功。
Then outside the will of God are false success.
你在人面前，特别在罪人面前所显出的成功，在永恒里面一定没有价值。
And your success before the sinner cannot have a value in eternal God.
所以你不能用别的神代替真神。
So you cannot use other gods to substitute.
你只能回到上帝里面。
You can only return to God.
当一个人不把上帝当作上帝的荣耀他
When a man does not glory God and honor him as God
不把上帝当作上帝来感谢他的
And does not give thanks because he is God
他怎么办呢
What is he going to do?
又不能没有神
He cannot go without
又不要真神
And he doesn't want true God
又为自己创造了假神来安慰我
So he created a false God to comfort him
为什么呢
Why?
因为真神是要我听他的
Because the true God wants me to listen to him.
又公义又圣洁又那么严格我才不要。
So he's righteous and serious and solemn. I don't want this kind of God.
假神是听我的。
The false God listens to me.
我要他怎么样他就听我怎么样。
Whichever way I want him, he will listen to me.
这种神比较可爱。
And this kind of God are more lovable.
那种神比较可怕。
And those kind of God are more fearful.
所以在宗教上的错失。
So the failure in religion.
人就找了可爱的神。
Man find a love of a God.
听我话的神
The one who listens to me.
马上给我赐福的神
The one who bless me instantly.
有求必应的神
The one who answers all my prayers.
我要怎样他就顺服我的神
He will submit to all the ways I want.
你看人变成这样可怜的
Such a pitiful man we become.
今天你选什么宗教
Today what kind of religion you choose?
你为什么选那个宗教
And why say you choose such a religion?
你拜什么神
What kind of God you worship?
为什么把他当作神来拜？
Why is it you worship as God?
他本来是什么？
Is it truly God?
你说我拜孔子。
You say I worship Confucius.
请你看孔子四书五经里面有没有一次对你说你要拜我？
Confucius in the classic has he ever said that worship me?
没有。
No.
你拜关公。
When you worship 关公。
关公有没有对你说你要拜我？
关公 has he ever said that worship me?
你加了一个关公像。
And there's a 关公 statue in your house.
你在那边拜他
，and you worship him，
他不知道
，he doesn't know。
如果他知道说你在做什么
，he doesn't know he's worshiping。
你在拜我
，you're worshiping me。
你搞错了
，wrong，
他吓死了
，he's frightened。
这根本不是神
，they are not God。
人不要真神，就为自己制造假神。
When men doesn't know what one have true God, they only create for themselves the false God。
下个礼拜
，next week，
我们要继续传讲制造假神的神秀的这个错误是什么。
We're going to talk about theological failure of creating false God。
这个都是你很难。在解经书里面看到的事情
In Bible commentary you never read this kind of exposition
普通的信息里面很难听到的事情
And also in the ordinary preaching also you never heard this kind of
thing 我要把这些重要的信息把它发挥得淋漓尽致
So I want to expound this thing in so detail and so clearly to you
不但使你自己被建立起来
So that you yourself will establish
有你传福音的时候
And also when you preach the gospel
为主做见的时候
When you bear testimony to the Lord
你有真正的把握从智慧怎么样处理各样的问题
You have also the confidence to deal with all these things
愿上帝赐福我们
May the Lord bless us
我们大家一同站起来
Shall we all rise?
一同站起来
Shall we all rise?